Happy Monday, May 4th, 2020. Coming off another big stay-at-home weekend. It's like you guys. And was around the house all weekend. I was out a little bit trying to do some projects, but nothing too crazy. Can't give the wife too much rope. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so there's a lot of stuff going on. This is going to be another very busy news week. And there's a lot of things supposedly breaking. I know we have a couple things breaking. We have a story today, I know, on Fauci. That's Dr. Fauci, is kind of disturbing and ironic, but we'll get into that later today. We have, I think, a big week, another big week coming out. True Pundit, another good podcast coming out, main podcast on Wednesday, the latest podcast. I don't know where these numbers are coming from. I guess I'm saying something that makes sense to people, because we don't have any advertising or any funds for advertising, so this thing is spreading word of mouth, and hey, we'll take it. I hope it continues to build. I think it will, because I tell it like it is, and there's so few people telling it like it is anymore. So shout out to folks on Patreon.com/TruePundit. We're doing a video podcast on there, as you know, and of this same podcast, and folks like it. I like it too. I've said that before, but I really like giving those folks on Patreon a little bit of something extra, because they support us on a regular basis. There's a lot of news today. I haven't looked at what was prepped for me, but I have it open, and I have two other quick stories. I just want to throw some headlines I saw right before I pressed record button, and it's this one is a classic. More than 900 Missouri residents who snitched on lockdown rule breakers fear retaliation after their details are leaked online. Snitches get stitches, right? St. Louis County urged the community to share details of anyone not following the guidelines in response to the coronavirus pandemic in March. About 900 people submitted tips. 29 businesses were reprimanded. Many tipsters reported their own jobs for not following social distancing rules. And then they got exposed. Oh, man, tough break for the rats. Rat squad. Squeak, 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 squeak. It's tough on the rat squad. You want to be the rat, right? Have some cheese, rat. Oh, man. I'm worried about someone showing up at my door, showing up at my workplace, or me getting fired for doing what's right, a tipster said. Yeah. Are you going to have somebody show up at your door with these maniacs? Who knows who you ratted out? Guess this guy. Someone shared a whole file of complaints, the emails, and a Facebook group, and said, I released the info in an attempt to discourage such behavior in the future. There's some crazy, we'll have a story on True Pundit. There's some crazy emails in here these people wrote from the workplace and people hanging out together. These people are snitches. You should be worried. This is what you get. Didn't your parents ever tell you you don't tattletale? Right? No one likes a tattletale. No one likes a rat. Except the FBI, they like rats. Half of the rats work there. Oh, man, you better hope. Anyway, I thought that was good, and there's another one later, but we're folks who follow us and me on videos I've been doing for years, I wouldn't say years, a year and a half. Patreon.com/TruePundit on Tuesday nights. We do the More Pain show. And, you know how I feel about rats. There's nothing lower than a rat. So I like that story. That's karma, instant karma. You want to rat on other people. Why don't you worry about yourself? See, if everybody worried about themselves, we'd be in a lot better situation right now. And so would they. Anyway, this is societal situations. Everything starts at home, so it's hard to curb stupidity. If you're an adult and you were raised in a bad environment with bad role models, sometimes it's hard to break from that. Okay, so here, that's the first headline. Second headline, here are the key findings from the bombshell government dossier on China's bat virus program. I have several, if you're watching me on the video, shake my head. These dopes over at Zero Hedge, I don't know why we keep promoting their stuff. It's mostly garbage. Zero Brains, it should be called. They cite this Five Eyes leaked dossier compiled by Western intelligence agencies. Conclude that China lied and deliberately suppressed or destroyed evidence during the crucial early days of COVID-19 outbreak, and notes that the Chinese researchers have been experimenting with and creating deadly bat coronaviruses. It goes on. Doctors who bravely spoke out about the new virus were detained and condemned. Their detentions were splashed across the Chinese state media. They're talking about the Chinese state media in the U.S. or China? With a call from Wuhan police for all citizens to not fabricate rumors, not spread rumors, not believe rumors. That's labeled under the great cover-up. I have a problem with this entire article based on this sense that we're supposed to believe Western intelligence agencies, right? We're supposed to believe these people. They lie for a living. Get a drink of water. Excuse me. Every now and then I got to take a little drink of water. I don't believe these people as far as I could throw them. And this thing reads like a science fiction novel, right? We know that this bat virus thing, the whole bat angle is pretty much debunked with serious intel guys. We know we've been reporting that for several weeks. Then I read this, and it's pumped up to be like some kind of a big bombshell government dossier. I don't see it. Most of the stuff I see in here is OSINT, open source intelligence. You could put this together. A second year analyst at the CIA could have put this together. Copy and pasted it from other sites and news articles. That's all it basically is. We already know that there's been deliberate lies and evidence destroyed in China. Question is, how did it get there? Who else was involved? All right. So this thing, I give this thing about, if I was a college professor and somebody turned this in, I'd give it a 60. That's just me. While the leaked dossier does not reach a conclusion whether COVID-19 is natural origin or engineered, it includes a February 6th study from the South China University of Technology, which suggested the killer coronavirus probably originated from a laboratory in Wuhan. This is literally, I think my nephew, who's I think in fourth, fifth grade, could put this together or probably knows more about this than any. I know I'm being kind of a dick, but people jump on this stuff and they go haywire. It's not a bombshell report. To me, it looks like it's a misdirection to keep the bat, theory in the media. And little more than that. So we're moving on to the next thing. I smell these things a mile away. I'm probably not like most people. You know, I used to put these things, help put these things together for different agencies and stuff. And you could just tell it's like, it's all perfectly crafted and all nice and neat. It's like a, used to have these ridiculous PowerPoint presentations. You wanted to just stab your eyes out with a pencil. They were so perfect. And, you know, intelligence, raw intelligence is never pretty and it's never perfect and it never fits together like a little puzzle perfectly. It's ugly. It's raw. A lot of unanswered questions. And I just have a problem with that. Okay, so that's what I'm here for, to tell you what's bullshit and what's not. Give it time, okay? The only bats you're going to see in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, is Major League Baseball. That's going to be the bats you'll be reading about, hopefully. U.S. beef output is down way more than shutdowns suggest. Back at it. We're back at it on themeatchannel.com. Too bad Justine Wilson's still not alive. Remember him? The Cajun cook. Ooh-wee, I guarantee. Remember that guy? He could have sponsored this with all the meat he was cooking down there. The True Pundit Thomas Paine podcast, sponsored by meat and Justine Wilson. Ooh-wee. If you don't know who he is, YouTube it, because it's worth watching this wild man. We used to turn this guy on at, like, you know, 3 a.m. at the fraternity. He was on one of the channels. We only had like 7 channels back then or something, but anyhow. You can only get so many channels when you're stealing cable from the other fraternity. Shh, don't tell anybody. American beef output is down a lot more than plant closures would have you believe. A sign that slowdowns in facilities will continue to keep meat supplies tight even when some production lines reopen. Cattle slaughter dropped 37% this week from a year ago. USDA data shows that far outstrips a 10% to 15% in capacity that's been halted with meat plants that it closed after the coronavirus outbreaks among employees. Now they're saying it's among employees, right? First they said it was because of coronavirus cases traced back to the meat plants. Okay. You're seeing a shift there. You're seeing a pivot. Keep that in mind down the road. See where the story goes. Watch out for those 180s on the fly. Hog slaughter was down 35%. Also topping the shutdown figure of 25%, 30%. While many plants have stayed open, they're still being forced to slow output as producers combat a loss of labor. Social distancing measures will also likely be keep output trailing normal levels even as facilities reopen under President Donald Trump's executive order. Do you think the dopey USDA, do you think they have instituted a social distancing order for the animals too? Do the animals have to stay 6 feet apart? These damn pigs, they can't keep their masks on. What the hell is wrong with these guys? Don't they watch the White House briefings? Sons of bitches. Give every pig one of those babushkas Dr. Scarf is wearing. Kroger Company, the nation's biggest traditional supermarket chain, on Friday said it was limiting purchases of ground beef and fresh pork at select stores. Boy, that's got to be nice, right? You get like 8 pounds of beef and you put it on your cart and you get to the register and they say, you can only have 2 of those. So there's 6 pounds of beef that Billy has to keep taking back to the thing. And yeah, it does that all day long. And the meat's probably brown and it's got all thumbprints in it. Hey, yeah, great. Don't get there at 8 o'clock at night before it closes or you get the thumbed up brown ground beef that Billy had to transport back and forth at the register all day. Oh, boy. Rates are going up, too. We talked about that. Going way up. Meat's going way up. Let's see if we can get out of this cast without another meat story. Public companies receive $1 billion in stimulus funds meant for small businesses. It's unbelievable. Is this unbelievable or what? Publicly traded companies have received more than $1 billion in funds meant for small businesses from the federal government's economic stimulus package. I told these dopes before they rolled this out, well, when they were rolling it out, but before they actually got it rolling on the internet, this would be a disaster. It has been nothing short of a disaster. I saw it in 2008 at Citi when I was inside. I got pushback from all these anonymous idiots who have pretty big followings, but you don't know who they are. They could be a total dope. They could be a mad pervert. They could be anybody. We don't know who these people are, but they get retweeted by all the beautiful people. And they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I had one dope arguing with me that I didn't know how banks worked. And it wasn't a very long argument because I said, I'm just not even going to engage this person. This person's a cement head, number one. Number two, I don't know who this person is. Could be anybody. Could be Jim Comey for all I know. Everybody's got a fucking FBI source, right? Except you're always wrong. So you don't have an FBI source. A little bit of a sidebar. These folks come up with these incredible narratives on what happened and Spygate and FISA and all this stuff. And they weave these really intricate tapestries of what happened behind the scenes. That's all bullshit. They're never right. And no one ever calls them out on it. Because by the time they get figured out as phonies and frauds, we're on to the next scandal. People don't have attention spans, except I do. I remember you're full of shit. Anyway, I said this was going to be a problem long before. If you're new here, you can go back weeks, maybe over a month. Yeah, definitely over a month. I think almost 2 months ago, I said this plan was going to be a disaster. Now we're seeing a story after story after story. Nearly 300 public companies have reported receiving money from the fund called the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. PPP. Recipients include 43 companies with more than 500 workers, the maximum typically allowed by the program. Several other recipients were prosperous enough to pay executives $2 million or more. $2 million salaries executives get, and they're asking for handouts with a fucking tin cup. Meanwhile, they take business and they take money out of the hands, out of the mouths of people who need it. And so a lot of those businesses are going to go under. These big businesses, they're not going under. It's unbelievable. This is all like almost like a heist. It'll come out just like 2008. When the banks heisted the treasury and got paid out 100 cents on the dollar. Total heist. Bank robbery. No pun intended. Small Business Administration. Who's running this place? Small Business Administration has refused to release the names of companies that have received the loans. This is your money. And they won't even release the fucking names. Does this sound legitimate? I thought we're supposed to have transparency. Despite having released such information on its loan programs for years. Why would you not release the information? This is not your fucking money. The whole crew down there, Mnuchin, whatever his name is, Mnuchin, him and his dopey glasses, right? And his dopey wife, tooling around on jets and stuff. This is not your money. Go spend your own money. Go give these companies your own. You got plenty of it. All these guys in D.C. are loaded. They're giving this stuff out to their friends, and then they're covering it up. I didn't vote for this. Did you guys vote for this? Ooh, he's making fun of the White House. We'll turn him off. Let's unsubscribe. Let's turn him off. Ooh, you can't say anything bad about idiots if they're on your side of the aisle. A fucking moron is a fucking moron where I come from. I don't care what party is registered for. And I told you a million times, there's no such thing as parties in Washington, D.C. There's us and there's them. Some of the companies that received the loans were large in another way. Their CEOs have been making millions. guys understand what's going on here? This is a scheme. This is a scam. Mnuchin last week said they're not going to even audit any loans under $2 million. That's insane. That is literally insane. Everything should be audited. If I tried to that Citigroup and said, boss, I don't think we should audit anything under $2 million. He would have literally taken a hockey stick and bashed me over the head. You can't do this stuff. These people are just... Why can't you audit? You have a million fucking idiots in the government that could sit there, that are doing nothing, by the way, now and getting paid, that could sit there and audit any loan you want. These are people that work 15 minutes a day. Did you see Office Space? Right? These are the Office Space crowd. Something. I start my day, I just space out for 15, 20 minutes. I come in the side doors so Lundberg doesn't see me. I mean, this is the same guys. This is where they end up. They couldn't audit a loan to see what was going on. Why were there no controls up front so these companies never got a whiff of the money? Possession is 9/10 of the law. You're never going to see this money. We'll give it back. Bullshit. I got to give it back. And if they do, it still doesn't get in the hands of the small businesses who need it. You're stealing it from them and it's their money. It's fucking people, man. When there's problems in the streets, don't come crying to me. Don't come crying to me, because this is laying the groundwork for massive problems. Guys work their whole life. They get their rug pulled out from under them professionally, losing businesses. How you think that's going to go over? Think you can just bounce back from that and get a job at fucking Wawa or Walmart? No, it doesn't work that way. PTSD and everything else. Veritone. Happy Monday. Hey, you know what, man? I mean, it doesn't matter what day it is. Veritone, a company based in Costa Mesa, California, that provides artificial... Oh, here we go. The AI crowd... Silicon Valley crowd with their tin cup out. These geeks, these nerds, always got an angle, right? They can't get any bitches, but they can get money. Paid chief executive Chad Steelberg $18.7 million in total compensation in 2018, the last year for which data is available. His brother, Ryan Steelberg, the company's president, made $13.9 million. The company received $6.5 million in funding from the program. The company did not respond to a request for comment. Well, that's good. Steelbergs, good job, guys. Unbelievable. That's just one example. Aquestive Therapeutics, a New Jersey pharmaceutical company. Here we go. Big Pharma. And big dopes in Silicon Valley are getting the cash. Aquestive. Who comes up with these names? This is like the names that they have for the medications. That make no sense. They're not words. Give me a word and maybe I'll take it. As a medicine. Aquestive Therapeutics. Paid CEO Keith Kendall $2.6 million last year. The company received $4.8 million from the program. But they said they're going to return it. Don't worry. Did we get caught? God damn it. I told Wilson down in accounting to make sure we didn't get caught. Fire that son of... Oh, we already fired him? Okay. Well, fire whoever was working with him. Fire him too. We're going to give the money back. Tell the press we're going to give the money back 3 days later. Should I give the money back? Fuck no, I don't give the money back. The press went away. Wave Life Sciences, a genetic medicine company. Do you see this pattern? Medicine, genetics, pharma, geeks. Screwing up our world, these geeks. I told you they were trouble. I told you when we didn't put the lock on the locker, we stuffed them in the locker, and I always said, padlock it. Don't padlock it. they're just going to get, someone's going to let them out when they start banging on it. Lock it up. In high school. Lock it up. Nope. Nobody ever wanted to put the lock on. You got to go the extra step to Wave Life Sciences, a genetic medicine company, paid CEO Paul B. Bulno $5.8 million in 2018. Company received $7.2 million from the program, but they've decided to return it too. Yeah. Where are they at? I don't know where they're at. They'll return it as soon as the Flyers win the Stanley Cup. That's the stipulations. Looks like they're going to be holding on to that money for quite a long time. IRS mistake, the new headline. These people, are you seeing this? This is your money. You're on the hook for this. This is like you went away on a weekend to like Williamsburg is all you could get. You know, what your wife said, I want to go to Europe. You said, you want to go somewhere like this old, like back in colonial days? Oh, yeah. I want to see like what it was like. Okay, we're going to Williamsburg, Virginia, okay? That's as far back. That's all we can afford. So you're down at Williamsburg. The kids are at home. I don't remember giving permission for a party, Joel, right? This kind of thing. They're having a rager at your house. This is like D.C. They're going crazy with your money. And you got to get up and go to work if you're even lucky enough to have a job, because they took that away from you too. Insane. And these CEOs are, yeah. You know what? The LA Lakers too. Yeah. See if you can apply to that PPP program. We'll screw some of these little businesses. Why? Because we're the Lakers. We need the money. Okay. You understand? We have to renegotiate LeBron's contract. We could use that $4.7 million. For his baby powder. New headline, IRS mistakenly sends stimulus checks to foreign workers. Where's my sound effects? IRS, yes.
You're a real crumb bum.
Thousands of workers, thousands of foreign workers, many living overseas are receiving stimulus checks designated for U.S. residents. I hope I'm... am I recording? I better be recording this, otherwise I have to go back and do it again. Checks designated for U.S. residents due to an unforeseen glitch. We fixed the glitch, Professor, that funneled taxpayer dollars to other countries. Yikes. College-age workers who spent time in the U.S. in the last 2 years, some of whom returned home long before the coronavirus pandemic, have been surprised to find $1,200 checks deposited into their bank accounts. And with no clear guidance on how to return it, they're holding on to the money or racing to spend it before the Internal Revenue Service realizes a mistake. We don't need Mnuchin in, as Secretary of Treasury. We need Oprah. You get $1,200. You get $1,200. You get $1,200. You get $1,200. Unbelievable. I know people that haven't seen a dime, right? They haven't seen a dime. They got people outside the country getting the money. Unbelievable. These guys are unbelievable. I keep saying unbelievable because it really is. I'm not even going to readdress that story. I'm going to end up having a heart attack right here. I need a drink of water. My God. They sent me this news on purpose because they know it's going to send me over. They're getting good at this. New headline. Survey finds 50 million Americans have lost their job in past 6 weeks. Department of Labor confirm that the current depression is unlike any seen before, with approximately 30 million Americans losing their jobs in the past 6 weeks. According to an online poll by the left-wing Economic Policy Institute, keep in mind this is left-wing, so they might not be that far off, though, even if they're off. The poll found that for every 10 people who have successfully filed unemployment claims, 3 or 4 people have been unable to register, and another 2 people have not tried to apply at the time of the acute economic crisis. However, The survey indicates that an additional 8.9 million to 13.9 million people have been shut out of the system. I get fired up back. It's like I used to drink Red Bull, and I literally sometimes would drink it, and I was like, I felt like I was 20, except I was like 40. Now I don't have to drink Red Bull anymore or Monster or any of that stuff. My boss at City would drink like, I think he had 10 conference calls a day, and I think he had a Monster drink for every conference call. The guy is an animal, total beast. I'm like, Paul, you're going to have a heart attack. And he never had a heart attack. It's like, I don't know what this stuff made him like some kind of Superman. Now the guy's like lifting weights again. He's older than I am. He's like, guy's incredible. But yeah, I used to get all revved up, and now I just have to read the news. And it's like, I just read the news, and I don't have to drink Red Bull anymore, a Monster. I get revved up. EPI survey indicates an additional 8.9 million to 13.9 million people have been shut out of the system, the study's lead author said, which means that as of this week, just shy of 50 million Americans have lost their job since the start of March. The study validates the anecdotes and news reports we're seeing about people having trouble filing for benefits as they need and deserve. Don't worry about it, though. Don't worry about it. All these dopes, Silicon Valley and Big Pharma, they got the money. So you should just apply to them. You should be calling them on the phone saying, hey, you want to give the money back? We'll start right here. Send me a check. Among the reasons why I like this, idled workers. They're not fucking idled. They're unemployed. Okay? They're not engines. This is another. This has got to be. There it is. Zero Hedge again. Why do we keep. I have to talk to some people about this. Among the reasons why idled workers. Unbelievable. Have been unable to get in the pipeline. They claim they have encountered downed websites and clogged phone lines as state governments that administer the program have been overwhelmed by applicants. Zero Hedge never posted one of our stories. Why do we keep posting their stories? They've gone out of the way to take some stuff from us on a number of times and not post it, but I'm not going to be petty. Whatever. We're getting bigger, so I don't have my hands in everything. If I ever told you guys what goes on behind the scenes in media, your heads would explode. This is the dirtiest. It has to be one of the dirtiest businesses for someone trying to operate above board. It's filled with some of the nastiest, nefarious intellectually challenged midgets that I've ever seen. And it's really a wonder that a lot of folks out there follow a lot of these people and what they do, because I don't get it. I don't get it. Keep it at that. One of these days, we'll cut loose. You don't even want, you know what? You don't even want to know. You have enough, we have enough problems. You don't need to know this group of degenerate weirdos and everything they do in their private life. And we know all of it, believe me. University of Texas under investigation for working with the Wuhan lab. And that's good. That's good. More money from the government to help the folks in Wuhan. In the lab. But it started in China, right? Isn't this all on China? That doesn't seem to make any sense. What about the bat virus story? The five intelligence agencies said it was from bats and it all started in China. And yeah, didn't they Five Eyes guys say that? Five Eyes? Five Eyes. I look like a fool in grade school. They called me Four Eyes. I had Coke bottle lenses. I look like a dummy. A real dummy. Okay? And they say, hey, Four Eyes. That's what I think when I hear Five Eyes. A little kid that doesn't know what the hell he's doing and can't see. I think I might be on the loose here. We're saying, call Citigroup. I want some Monster Energy drink to get through the rest of the news. Oh, boy. Federal investigators have requested the UT system, that's University of Texas, hand over all documents related to contracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and researcher Shai Zeng Li, who specializes in bats. The investigation is part of a broader effort to examine UT's potential links to Beijing and about two dozen Chinese state-owned companies, as well as with Zoom Communications CEO Eric Yan. You guys keep using Zoom, though. The stock price is going up. Up. Making that dude rich. Richer. Wait a minute. Is this Houston, Texas? University of Texas. A lot of proud folks out there like the University of Texas. This is not good news for you guys. Right? Federal government's investigation into the UT system. UT system, they make it sound like UT. Well, there's a lot of colleges at UT. Is part of a what? UT Austin, don't even get me started about that place. That's a tequila talk for another day. They banned my first book way back when. How can you ban books? It's like, who the hell do you think you are? Well, maybe I speak too soon. Maybe... Well, the rest of my books might be banned. Funny thing happens when you tell the truth these days. The feds, as part of a wider probe to see how deep foreign influence has crept into the U.S. university system. Why don't you try poking around Harvard? We know that they are looking at Harvard, but maybe look a little harder. Universities have disclosed more than $6.5 billion in funding from foreign entities, some of which have come from countries such as China that are hostile to the United States goals. I think $6.5 billion is a drop in the bucket. We know that China has given Harvard billions. So I would anytime the feds start throwing numbers around early, I always say double or triple them. Right out of the gate, because they always underreport stuff. They probably do it on purpose. All right, enough of that. We know that universities are corrupt. And who has given a shit ton of money to pretty much every college and research university in the entire country? Major Bill Gates. Do the math. But, guys, he's given money for years. Now he's on the supply side. Now he wants to sell vaccines where he's going to make money. He's going to get it all back and then some. Giving the money away for quote unquote charity. Yeah, his charity. Put money back in his pocket. Charity my ass. Headline, coronavirus. What are we doing here? 38 minutes. God, we are moving. Did I say earlier about the patreon.com/truepony? Yeah, I said that. Doing a video podcast on there. That's really the way that you can benefit us right now. We'll see what happens this week. Got some advertisers that want to come in now because the numbers are good and better than good. And so that would be good if we land some of these folks to help us grow and we can make the do more things. With more of a budget, because we don't have a budget. It's really amazing that this thing has taken off, because we don't... Look, all these guys in conservative media and on the left side that have podcasts, they are pumping it up with money. They advertise it. They put money behind it. They buy views on Twitter and things like that, so that they get more retweets and things like that. I'm not saying they do anything nefarious. They fund their accounts through Twitter legitimately, but Twitter is pushing their profiles out there more than they would anybody else because they're funding it. So they're putting money behind it. That's why you see massive numbers of retweets on certain, somebody retweets something in 2 hours, it has 10,000 retweets. You're like, what the hell is this? Because they're funding it. Because they're getting money on the back end, right? So we don't do that. We never have. That's why we're like an organic growth, and it's slower, but it is organic. There's no, I call it funny business. It's not really funny business. It's, you're free to do that if you have the money, but with the way Twitter has treated us, I'm not going to pay them any money. Fuck them. You know? If somebody's beating your ass in a schoolyard, you don't hand them a baseball bat that you paid for. Uh-oh, here we go. So we're at 41 minutes. All right, keep rolling. We're going to keep rolling here. It's Monday. Coronavirus amid New York's unused hospital beds and ventilators. Critics point to mass waste and mismanagement. What a surprise. Is anyone surprised? Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, guys. Especially the ladies out there. Take notice of this one. Governor Cuomo says he's single. For the ladies out there, if anybody wants to make any inquiries. This is for real. I'm not making this up. He's single and he wants to mingle. So just keep that in mind. This maniac. Early to mid-March, projections of the spread of COVID-19 had the state scrambling to bolster its hospital bed capacity to more than double its 53,000 maximum status quo. Subsequently, hospitals statewide were ordered to discharge patients to free up beds and forced to add new ones as non-emergency procedures were canceled. In addition to the bevy of state orders, Governor Single and I Want to Mingle Cuomo made desperate overtures. He's not kidding. He's getting desperate looking for the ladies too. To the federal government to step in response. And in record time, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers scrambled to erect at least 4 field hospitals that nobody used. Nobody fucking used these places. And the Navy deployed its USNS Comfort hospital ship to Manhattan. Nobody used it. Bullshit. Total bullshit. Maybe the hospitals that you made, Cuomo, right, with all this money, maybe take the patients that were sick and put them in those places, right, instead of overwhelming the hospitals. You had thousands of beds you didn't use so that the healthy people could go to the hospital, people who had other problems, who were now terrified to go to the hospital because you packed it with people who were supposedly sick. Meanwhile, you built these hospitals, you wouldn't let anybody in them. Plus, the big ship is gone. Jesus. These people are like from another planet. They're like dropped out of a fucking spaceship. It's like, I don't even. That's why I went to a state school, right? These are people who went to great schools, Harvard, and yeah, you're fucking dummies. Obviously, you go to school there for the contacts because you can't make any money on your own. You're too goddamn stupid. The models have been extremely inaccurate, said David Samadi, a New York-based surgeon. These models gave a horrifying prediction that suggested COVID-19 could kill anywhere from 200,000 to 1.7 million Americans. Yeah. Don't forget, they're pumping the numbers up, too, with bullshit reports. Remember Burks? Remember Dr. Scarf? Charles Ortel called her Dr. Scarf today. I was laughing so fucking hard. Dr. Scarf says all deaths are being reported. Any death. is being reported as COVID-19 related now. That's good. It's good. Yeah. They just, I'm not even going to say that one. That was funny as shit, but I can't say it. We'll just put a blank joke out there. Right? Take any famous figure in history, anybody, Churchill, anybody, and just say, yeah, they were just diagnosed. They changed their death certificate over to COVID-19 as well. I mean, this is getting stupid. Dr. Scarf sits up there and just says it like it's no big deal.
Oh, yeah. All deaths now will be reported as COVID-19.
Guy's leg was amputated and he died in the recovery room. He had diabetes.
Yeah, that's COVID-19 too, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do.
Take it another step further, right? Anyone who looks like they might die, like,
hello, everybody. Hello, it's me. It's me, Nancy Pelosi. I love my chocolates. I love my chocolates. It's me, chocolate lady and ice cream.
Why don't you take her, okay? Would she be considered? Take it a step further. People likely to die of COVID-19. A whole new category. Berks can really get, hell, you get all these fossils in D.C., 75% of D.C. are these fossils, right? You got
my chocolates. I love my chocolates.
Anybody she hangs out with and has cocktails with, her and her husband, Roderick Usher, right? Down in the catacombs.
My chocolates.
I keep saying it because it's so funny. We say it here all the time. But you could really beef up the numbers if you took people that from the Walking Dead category in D.C., yeah, you could beef up a big time. You get another, another 45,000 droids who are milling around. Look like they might have passed away. Just nobody, there weren't any doctors to tell them. The doctors have been busy. Oh, look at this one. It's still on the New York story with Single and I Want to Mingle Cuomo. Construction firms earned $136 million to quickly erect the Stony Brook Field Hospital. $136 million. This guy's bitching all the time about money. Paid for from the Army Corps of Engineers. That's you. That's me. That's us. Again. Why do we send these people any money? This is like sending a drug addict money. Because he says he's hungry and he wants to buy a Big Mac. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you want to buy a Big Mac. Really, we are the worst enablers of these people. You shut the money off. Start thinking about that. That's a game changer. We'll talk about that at another time. It's Monday. I don't want to start a revolution right now, but I know you think about this stuff. Because it's absurd. It's getting absurd. And it's past absurd. The original contract with Manhattan-based Turner Construction was additionally for an amount not to exceed $101 million. Well, try to keep it under $101 million, will you, for God's sakes? We're on a tight budget here. Yet that number was increased on April 8th to an amount not to exceed $136 million once it became clear that more money was needed. Yeah, we underbid it by 30%. Can you give us another $30 million? Hold on for a second.
Great, can we give them another $30
million? Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not our money. Even with the lack of patience, still, it has hardly been used, officials said. This is like highway robbery. I don't understand why we're putting up with this. And you're losing your civil liberties along the way. I don't get it. Like, what's it going to take people to get off their fucking couches? Hello? Another 116 million. This is us funding this jackass, Captain Tinder. What's the other dating app my buddies are always on? Bumble. Yeah, Cuomo's on a new dating app, Bumble Fuck. It's for flaming idiots. He's on that. That's his dating app. Another 116.5 million was spent to spring life. What? To spring to life. What the hell kind of story is this? Spring to life. A field facility on the old Westbury campus, complete with top-notch features, including hospital-grade welded linoleum floors. This is, what the fuck is going on here? Multiple layers of insulation, electricity, telephone infrastructure, plumbing, Wi-Fi showers. Wi-Fi and showers, not Wi-Fi showers. The geeks have gone crazy now. Wi-Fi showers, bathrooms, and staff common areas. I mean, come on, guys. This is stupid. What is the White House just sitting there like, yeah, here, take the money. Here's some more money, Cuomo. Leave us alone. Meanwhile, nursing home managers have been left bewildered as to why the empty facilities were not made available for ill and suspect coronavirus patients who were not able to be aptly isolated from others deemed vulnerable to severe infections or death. It's even worse than that. These dopes in New York sent infected people with coronavirus to the nursing homes while all these places were empty. Tell me they weren't trying to jack up the death rate. Literally, you can make an argument they were trying to kill as many people as possible. This is stupid. This doesn't make any sense. You have empty hospitals that we paid for, and you're sending sick people to nursing homes who have the most at-risk population? Why are these people? I don't get it. Where's Bill Barr at? Where the fuck is William Barr at? Why wouldn't you investigate something like this for malfeasance, that these guys are intentionally trying to hurt people on our dime? A further 100 million. New York is a goddamn mess, and we have to pay for it. And it's one of the reasons our country is shut down, because of them and their nonsense and their politicians up there. If you wonder why there's so many deaths in New York, look no further than the people who are running the show. Total cement heads and worse. A further $100 million as per federal monitoring figures was allocated for additional field hospitals, but those plans have now been scrapped. Yet hundreds of millions of dollars later, and the doomsday predictions have fallen short, and hospitalizations statewide have started dropping. The numbers have fallen short, guys, even with the Dr. Scarf's, decree that all deaths would be considered COVID. Must be nice to stand up and just make decrees. Isn't that how this whole thing got started in the United States? Because some asshole was over in England giving us decrees? Think about that. There's no king or queen in this country. That kind of thinking is dangerous. The desperate call for ventilators in Marl. Here we go, the ventilator party in New York. How many people did you kill on ventilators? 85% mortality rate on ventilators. I kept putting people on ventilators. Take a hint. It wasn't working. You're killing people. Use something else. Use a fucking paper bag, for Christ's sakes. Use something. Desperate call for ventilators in March amid projections that New York was about to run out and tens of thousands would die sparked a flurry of donations from far and wide. Here we go. President Trump additionally ordered car manufacturing companies like General Motors and Ford to start manufacturing parts to fill and fix the void. And Cuomo set out purchasing as many as possible. More of your tax dollars. $20,000 a ventilator. The car companies, I know GM was charging the government $20,000 a ventilator to give away to these dopes. How much does New York cost us this year? You can't even put a price on it with what's happening to the country. But from the lens of New York Assemblyman Mike LaPetri, a Republican, this only adds to the existing $6 billion deficit of the Cuomo administration, given that much of the ventilator stockpile has, at least to date, not been needed. This is just mismanagement, man. This is bad news, because it's starting to affect all of us now. I can't even read. How long have we been doing this? 50, I can't read anymore about Cuomo and his stupid bumblefuck dating and his ridiculous management. Nobody is this stupid and feckless. They have to be doing some of this in a nefarious way. It has to be. I mean, come on. You have empty hospitals. You don't put people in, right? And then you have sick people who are diagnosed as having COVID-19, who are senior citizens. You put them in senior citizens' homes with other otherwise healthy senior citizens. You have a boat that comes from Norfolk. I think it came from Norfolk. The U.S. Comfort, USNS Comfort, right? How much did you have to pay? Did we pay for that boat to come up and sit in New York for 3 weeks? Nobody went on the boat. This is insane. Where's all this money coming from? What the fuck is going on here? These people are out of control. They need to be tossed out of office, one way or the other. New headline. I'm not going to be able to sleep. This is why I should do this earlier than like midnight. I'm going to go out and I'm going to tackle a couple street signs. Like we used to after a good night of drinking. Form tackle. Head up, shoulder. Association of American Physicians says Trump touted drug has 90% chance of helping COVID-19 patients. Ho, ho, ho. That's why you'll never see it. Fauci's behind the scenes now. He's like, that's just what they'll be expecting to get a drug that works. Fauci and his wing monkeys. In a letter to Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons presented a frequently updated table of studies and reports resulting in treating COVID-19 with the anti-malaria drug chloroquine and hydrochloroquine. To date, the total number of reported patients treated with HCQ, with or without zinc, and the widely used antibiotic azithromycin, that's how you say it, right? Azithromycin, is 2,333. And observational data from China, France, South Korea, Algeria, and the U.S. And we don't know how medical advanced Algeria is, if you've ever been there. Of these, 2,137 were 91.6% improved clinically. Isn't this the stuff that Fauci was slamming like a week ago, saying this stuff doesn't work, it's dangerous, it's not a vaccine, we want a vaccine, me, I am being controlled by Bill Gates, we must have a vaccine, no one can leave their house, me, I am a robot, me. I don't even want to read any more of this crazy stuff. Well, we'll finish it up here with this. The drug's working. 91.6% improved, as opposed to 85% you put on ventilators were dying. Maybe we could have used a little bit more of this stuff when it was being touted as, hey, this stuff works. Instead, we're busy forcing car companies to make ventilators. Talk about it's just mismanaged on the federal level and on the state level with these guys, specifically New York, California, and Washington, D.C. The three stooges during the coronavirus. You have these, and because you have in D.C., three stooges, Robert Redfield, CDC director, Deborah Birx, Dr. Scarf, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Midget. You got a lawn jockey someone wearing a scarf who thinks she's in the Macy's Crips or the Macy's Blood, Blood Gang, and Chrome Dome Redfield, okay, all with really shaky pay. These guys couldn't get a job at Baskin-Robbins if you actually vetted their resumes, and they're telling you what to do. Okay, yeah, that makes sense, total sense. You can't, we can't even, it's insane. Where are we at here? 1 hour. God damn. I have to mention this real quick. One last story. Ellen DeGeneres Salami. One company's quest to make meat from celebrity tissue samples. I kid you not. This is a real story. It's from the LA Times. Might sound like the makings of a bad science fiction movie. A company that harvests human tissue to make meat products such as salami. Unbelievable. A new startup called Bite Labs. Is this a joke? No, it's not. It's claiming to want to make human test tube meat a reality. And they want to use celebrities to do it. Yikes. So they take the samples, the tissue, and then they fuse it into meat products. Here's how it will work, according to Bite Labs' website. A sample tissue containing myosatellite cells, the type of cells that help repair and regrow damaged muscle, will be taken from a person during a biopsy. Those cells are multiplied in a lab using a medium that acts as an artificial blood to grow muscle. They're going to put this in meat. And sell this at the stores. You can guarantee a cement heads will buy this stuff. It's our hope to get celebrities on board, sample their cells, and then use them to mass produce salami. We're in the agile mode right now, scaling our user base and attracting celebrities as partners. Bite Labs has sample celebrity meat descriptions on its website, written by Bite Labs representative Kevin and food designers on the Bite Lab team. There are sample descriptions for James Franco, Kanye West, Jennifer Lawrence, and Ellen DeGeneres. None of these celebrities have actually signed on with the company. In case you're wondering, the DeGeneres salami is described as a black pepper and garlic with a playful kick of mustard that gives the Ellen salami a highly approachable and well-rounded flavor. What the hell is going on? The description notes DeGeneres' meat would be blended with ostrich and finished with a hint of brandy and shallots. You'll never get that 3 minutes back. When I read that story, you'll never get that 3 minutes back. I don't think Ellen is going to be needing any salami anytime soon. That's it for today. I've had it. And I don't know. I don't even know some of these stories. TruePundit.com. Keep an eye on that this week. Thanks to everybody out there on patreon.com/truepundit with the support and the video podcast. 1 hour and 4 minutes. I'm out. Take care. God bless. Big week. Hang in there. Talk to you.